I must warn you that I should banish you, Mordred, which would deprive you of all hope of succession, such as it is, while I should condemn Agravain to the stake in his turn, because by making the accusation, he would himself have committed treason. So they kind of end with a discussion about how much Arthur will participate in trying to entrap his wife or not. And he finally agrees to go on with his normal plans, which is to hit the road hunting. And Arthur, at least you wonder where Arthur comes down in all this, whether he hopes them for success or something. He says, I think the last paragraph in chapter 5 is a great paragraph, "But if I may speak for a moment, Mordred and Agravain, as a private person, the only hope I now have left is that Lancelot will kill you both and all the witnesses, a feat which, I am proud to say, has never been beyond my Lancelot's power. Now may I add this also, as a minister of justice, that if you fail for one moment in establishing this monstrous accusation, I shall pursue you both remorselessly with all the rigor of the laws which you yourselves have set in motion." Not a bad place to break. Next time will be another film op. Try to be on time. We're going to start on time because we need every minute of time to get through it. And so then for the time after that, read about half of what's left.